Hello, everyone, and welcome to Peach Pit Wrestling. My name, as always, is Chip McWeather.
And my name is Scoot Brody, bro.
Scoot, it's great to have you here at the Peach Bowl. We are about to witness one of the most exciting events of the entire year.
Oh, I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. Chip, I haven't seen fighters like this since, well, probably this morning, because I was, like, Googling them. So I saw specifically them. But, like, I haven't seen fighters like this in years, bro.
All right, so we're going to meet the fighters here right now. So, over here, young man, what's your name?
I'm not a fighter, but I think they usually come in through, they have entrance music. They're not just standing around.
I'm sorry, young man, you looked very buff, and
I have a pituitary problem. I broke my mother this morning. I was just trying to shake her hand. I said, hi, Mom. That's a nice apple sandwich. And I crushed your hand.
That's horrifying. Anyway, Scoot.
Do you see it in my hand? I still got bone bits in my hand. But they do like a big entrance
somebody,
and there's music.
Somebody get this kid out of here.
Yeah, we're going to get security to probably throw that kid face first.
Throw your security guard across the room. I'm not violent. I'm just going to sit here.
Okay, this is probably going to go out of control if the two fighters don't end up being good. We'll just send that kid out because he is a beast.
Everyone shut your dick face. It's me, the prepper.
Oh, here comes the prepper, Scoot.
Now, he's got like a lot of camo on, which I really appreciate because like it's going to be hard for the other fighters to see him.
How are you seeing me? I am camouflaged. You cannot see. I prepared for you seeing me. No one look at me and look at me. I am the prepper, known as the prepper grinder, the prepper shaker. I am the greatest doomsday prepper in all of doomsday. I have been a prepper my whole life, okay? You shall fear me. I've been prepping for 42 years. A well worthwhile preparation. I have dodged the apocalypse because I was prepped. It came. I have been worried my whole life, and I've been prepping for it. For 42 years.
Scoot, I'd say that there's no other man in the industry as prepared as the prepper.
I think the only person more prepared than him is him. I already used that joke, but I'm just gonna keep returning to that well, bud.
You did not prepare. I have had writers, my friend, from the Grammys, the Billy Crystal days, okay? The Billy Crystal days of the Grammys. You might say he hosted the Emmys. Too bad, okay? They have prepared a million jokes for me.
Everybody knows.
I am prepared for it. I never run out of jokes.
Everybody knows that he hosted the
What's office. The hairiest type of cheese?
What is it?
It's goat cheese. It's goat cheese.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you think, oh, he's out of cheese jokes now. Prepper! I have prepper powers. Here's a can of veal. What's the scariest type of cheese?
He just threw a can
That's
of
monster
veal right
cheese.
At me.
Right in your head, stupid head. If my opponent tonight thinks he's gonna beat me, we will have to see the results of the fight.
Well, that's how a sports event works. So.
But I was prepared to know the rules, asshole.
Well, that you've got it.
I'm all about realisticness, okay? I'm getting ready for real things that are going to happen.
He's really seen
like tornadoes covering the planet, which is something people are actually prepping for.
Listen, the folks, the crowd is loving the prepper. They are brandishing their pots.
Give me a high five, Hulk boy. Oh, jeez, ow.
I just saw someone throw a bedroll at him. I don't know where they pulled
that. Thank you. I don't know what it is.
It's clearly a bedroll, dude. It's like a futon.
What is that?
It's like a futon that you roll out, and you can just go to nap
anywhere.
Oh,
no, the announcers are Canadian. I cannot understand their slightly different words, which are not the same slightly different words as English people.
Scoop Brody's
definitely from... Thank you, Canadian guys.
Scoop Brody's from California. That's a fact, bruh.
If I had a toonie for every time a Californian said he was from Canada, I would not know how much a toonie is worth.
I think it's $2. Might be wrong.
No. Canadian, caught you. Prepped. Gotcha. What's the most colorful cheese?
Prepper, I believe that would be camembert.
That's correct. It wasn't a joke. It's just cheese trivia. I got trivia too. Where is my dick shit?
Where is the prepper's opponent? The crowd is starting to get impatient here.
If I stay too long in one area, I begin to make a bivouac and prepare myself for a flood, which will happen in this stadium. And if you're not prepared, you'll die.
Nobody knows what a bivouac is, but and we're going to slide
yeah,
past.
Shut up, Canuck.
I assure the fans at home that this arena is completely floodproof.
It isn't.
Oh, what is that noise?
Oh my god, dude.
It's a helicopter.
Sounds like Apocalypse Now up in this bitch.
All right, get down.
I love the smell of sound effects in the morning.
Oh my god, a man just rappelled down from the ceiling. He flew in on a helicopter.
Who are you, sir?
Who are you, mysterious stranger?
I
just
shocked.
Said that I was more prepared than you.
I am your foil, the random rambler.
I have foil. It's good for wrapping potatoes and cooking them by the radiation fire.
But it isn't good for a peanut butter and pickle belly sandwich.
No, storing peanut butter sandwiches is like impossible. Am I right, crowd?
The crowd doesn't know what to think of that statement.
The crowd's not
it's
really...
It's true, and always the peanut butter gets out.
The crowd doesn't really have a preference on peanut butter, and I'm not sure what he said.
I think the crowd will find that if you squish it in your lunch sandwich, it gets all in there.
That's true about most
things.
What
about the chunky?
I'm not putting chunky on it. You are my enemy, sir, if you would put chunky.
Oh.
If you would put chunky
on
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I'm sensing that a blood feud is forming here between the prepper and the random rambler.
Yeah, I don't put chunky on a sandwich either, bro. That's crazy.
How many of you out there want to see me mess up this chunky dick fuck?
Fuck chunky!
That's right, Hulk boy.
Smooth forever.
What do you say
you're going down, boy. You're going down. I say so many things that I don't even know what I'm going to say when I'm saying it. So I'm obviously your foil because you're so well prepared and I'm not.
Oh,
that sentence had no structure. It enrages me.
Yeah. So what you going to do about it, Panzer boy?
You did not know how that sentence was going to end. That's not how you prep.
There was hardly any syntax in that, bro. There's hardly any syntax.
There was no syntax.
Scoot, he is not. The prepper is not happy about the random rambler's use of syntax.
He just picked up a hammer and nails, and he's building a shelter right now. He's being prepared.
I'm gonna build a shed and think about how much I don't like you.
Wow, it is amazing how fast he is constructing that thing.
Yeah, well, okay, how about
well,
you
now
use
I'm
some
gonna
of these,
put up these
molding nails?
Oh god! Oh shit!
He's kind of just.
I didn't know you were out to nail each other.
Did he just throw moldy nails at the prepper?
Molding nails, you moron! Oh my god, what are moldy nails?
Bro, I don't know what molding nails are, but I know that moldy nails are bad. That molding nails must be 10 times worse, bro.
Yeah, they're the most inappropriate nails to build a structure with.
Well, here you go. Oh, I have a cut. I don't have tinnitus or tetanus. I don't have either. Here, take some tetanus needles. I'm going to chuck all my extra tetanus shots on your head.
Scoot, my stepson has tinnitus. Personal note, it's actually a debilitating disease.
Well, let me say something to all the kids with tinnitus out there. Get real close to the TV, kids. I'm so sorry about your tinnitus!
Oh.
Suck it, your kid, Scoot.
Oh my god, the prepper is a monster.
Well, my
disease of the
well,
ear.
I'm immune to tinnitus because I have tennis elbow.
This is the most talking there's ever been before a wrestling match. I'm not sure, though, because I've never seen a wrestling match.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just get to it, and all anyone would hear if they heard us talking was sort of indistinct grunting.
Okay, so the prepper is lifting random rambler.
Oh my god, bro.
He's prepping me for a move, goddammit.
He's spinning him around like a top, bro. He's spinning him on his finger. He's like, it's like a basketball, bro.
The prepper is taking repeated shots to the nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, my nuts.
Just like a chunky peanut butter, motherfucker.
Do you know how long I have taken to buy all of those nuts? Even Costco would not surrender enough nuts to the prepper.
Scoot, I haven't seen crushed nuts like those since my days at Baskin-Robbins.
And I have too many crushed nuts. I have 300 cans of regular nuts and 200 of crushed nuts. It's too many crushed nuts.
That's too many crushed nuts, bro. And they're not going to keep their shelf life. You know, nuts only have a shelf life about 6 months. Everybody knows that.
Climb up on the top rope right now.
Get your Halifax straight, Canuck. They can last for 3 months.
off the top rope?
Oh my gosh, he's taking my top rope! Oh man, I was gonna use that to build things above other things! Oh!
The Random Rambler is now climbing to the top rope, as is occasionally done in these wrestling
matches.
Look,
he's using my top rope!
Chip, I think
he's gonna jump. What's this shelf life peanut butter that's not chunky? I'm gonna just open these and let it expire.
Oh, that's for in case there's a hurricane that puts something, I'm wet and slightly.
Scoot, he broke the seal on that food, therefore making it perishable.
Chip, I think that's the worst thing a prepper can do, and that's like the final blow. I think that might take out.
I think the prepper is getting enraged at what is happening.
I feel myself getting weaker. I feel like I have no algae to eat. Oh, I haven't felt this way since I first thought that maybe I couldn't grow worms inside of extra shoes I had. My morale is so low.
Chip, I think he's got something in his back pocket. It looks like it's vitamin C, because that's what he's been missing all along, and that's what he's needed to prepare for his whole life. It's just one of those packets of vitamin C.
Scoot. I had the vitamin C in me the whole time. You're right.
That's right.
I didn't need vitamin C or food or flu shots. It was within me the whole time.
That's right.
Well, you're about to get some vitamin F right now, for fuck you.
Oh, why are we hitting again? Oh, this is so... Guys, I didn't know this was going to hurt
so much.
Scoot,
I am honestly confused as to where the prepper thinks he is. He doesn't seem to realize that physical contact is a result of this sport.
That's the biggest irony, Chip, is that the prepper is so prepared, but he doesn't know that he's in a wrestling match. So that kind of defeats the purpose of him being the prepper if he doesn't know that he's in a wrestling match.
I have a secret that I've kept for all these years. I prepped a kid.
What?
He was holding a gun. It looked real enough. And I've never been able to...
Well, that's a
get back to just being a prepper ever since.
That's a revelation that we're not going to get come back from here, Chip.
So would that be called Plan B?
Oh, yeah. And I've got a big old plan of condoms right here in case I have too much prepping doomsday sex. Take this one and take this one. Oh, some of them are gooey.
I don't want to throw them.
I don't even want to get it on you. Who in the crowd tonight has a napkin for the prepper because of this lube? It's not normal lube. It's, ew.
It's spunk lube.
It's on this.
Definitely
it's not good
spunk lube.
Why is it? It's just sticky. This isn't good lube. Why would they put this on a con? I don't even
Scoot,
want to get. Don't come near me.
It looks like he's
me.
Just.
I'm gonna rub it on my pants.
It looks like he's just rubbing glue all over himself.
That's definitely Elmer's skill glue. It's even white. I don't know how.
Oh no! You got to my supplies. My hands are stuck to my pants. Oh.
It's like a great April Fool's.
He is in an extremely vulnerable position. I hope the Rambler doesn't take advantage of this.
Oh. You know we were talking about tails on Voltron. I think we need to put a tail on the prepper.
You don't know about off my conversations, sir. Here, take my backpack. I have at least 7 Swiss Army knives. I'm not going to stab you. That seems mean, and we don't have any penicillin in case you get an infection. I'm going to throw these pocket knives at your head with my left hand. Oh, I'm missing. I'm missing you.
Yeah. He's purposely missing so that he can preserve the friendship.
How dare you accuse me of whatchamacallit, whatever happened in World War I where they didn't shoot the people. I am not doing that.
A detente?
No, it was a thing that...
I thought that was a curtsy.
Well, no, they would kill the Germans because they had the masks on. And they would... Because then people theorized that they killed less of the French because they could see their faces. Here, take this. This is a pink Swiss Army knife that they sometimes sell with Zippos in 7-Eleven. Ha-ha! Yeah,
that one hit him, Scoot.
I have to say, this is the most trading of items I've ever seen in a wrestling match. There's a lot of records being broken here in terms of just item-to-item transactions.
And just sheer amount of things that don't actually happen in wrestling matches happening.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, I've just been sitting in the corner over here this whole time. He's just been over there.
He's playing Game Boy Advance.
I am so prepared.
He does have his hands glued to his pants, though. So
one hand.
Oh,
we got one up. That's a good. That's a good sign.
Oh look! Wait, I can use the shitty lube to kind of get my hand loose from the from the who here in the building wants to see me call up a tailor to fix the ripping and the staining that's going? Is anyone in the building a tailor?
Well, while you douse yourself with lube, I hope you read the warning label, because it's flammable.
Oh, I'm on fire! Oh my God, how am I on fire?
I don't even know how that happened. Scoot, Random Rambler just happened to say that the product was flammable, and it spontaneously burst into flames.
Yeah, Chip, I think...
No, it randomly burst into
flames. I think that Random Ramblings might be a demon, and we need to kind of watch out, because this has turned from a regular wrestling match into a post-apocalyptic event.
I agree, Scoot. It seems like he is able to control the environment around him with...
I am the one and only. I am the above and below. I am the one that can see and not see at the same time. I am the one that is the one who is the one who has been the one the whole time.
Now let's see if he's prepared for this. Let's see if the prepper is prepared for this.
Let me tell you something, fellas at home, all you kids out there. Last week I was in the hospital visiting a young boy dying of tinnitus. And I came in and I said, "You're going to make it." And he said, "What?" And I said, "You're going to make it." And he died. Because of the tinnitus, and I yelled. There's a big old sign that says no yelling. But let me tell you, I am the one who preps, okay? You don't need to worry about you being the one. I am hoping that that Breaking Bad reference lands. And why don't I know Mr. Petrilius Sectus right now and shove this cross in your butt?
Patronus.
Oh my gosh, he has a wand! I'll take my wand out!
Now this just entered the world of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter real quick! And my voice has totally changed, bro. And it's pretty weird.
I'm one of the characters from the Beast movies that nobody really knows the names of the characters from. I'm one of them! Which one are you, Rambler?
I'm one of the ferrets.
There are a lot of ferrets in those movies, I've noticed that.
There's only two,
there's doubles. Three. There's like three. Well, I'm talking about appearances. Just a ferret appearance, but there's three.
Now that's being prepped, knowing how many ferrets there are in the Wizarding World movies.
Here I go. Oh, why don't you take a giant falcon demon thing made of stone at your head?
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh, he used an anti-falcon demon spell. Oh, I never thought of that. We didn't learn that in stone animals class. Wait a minute.
So I guess you're not really prepared.
Wait a minute, Hermione. I mean, one of the characters from the Fantastic Beasts movies, because we all remember them. What did we learn about stone falcons?
Every time a stone falcon beats its wings, an angel gets a latte.
So if we take a latte from an angel, iced tea to a demon. Hey, Prepper, I have powdered iced tea, which for some reason you see a lot less often nowadays. You want a cup? We can be just friends. We can be just friends.
Now, they're good. They're gonna work it out.
Shut up! I'm talking! We can just be friends if you want. Take the iced tea.
Well, I can't stop talking because I'm the announcer.
What? Are you kidding? I was about to be done. I hate that. Like two more words. We can just be friends if you... God, are you serious right now? Are you serious? How hard would it be if everyone shut up for 10 seconds? There's 10 seconds. I'm almost done.
Scoot, shut the fuck up.
Well, it's my bad, bro, but...
You notice how you shutting the fuck up is still you talking.
It's a problem of mine.
That is the, what you, what, in your head, count.
One,
if you,
two.
That's using your head. I guess technically you speak, it goes in your head, but that's prevent any outward head talking. Okay.
But.
Like I was saying, God,
no,
and
I
just
butts.
Annoyed.
Oh, no, I said butts. Oh, that was my bad, bro. That's my bad. That's all me.
I like butts.
Look. We all like butts. They're where poop come out of. Obviously, that's a thing we should take pictures of on naked people. Okay? But listen. I'm just so... Now I'm like not in the mood to say it. You know, somebody interrupts me. Like, I don't even want to say it now. It's fine. What were we doing? I don't even remember.
Me neither.
Scoot, this wrestling match has devolved into just a random meeting of two eccentric people.
I think they're going to work it out and become friends, and that's not usually what you see in a wrestling match. But
who here tonight wants to see me become friends with this guy slowly and have awkward conversations about things we relate on until we find a common ground?
Yeah, me, I do.
All right, what about everybody else, though? Let's go one by one. You, sir.
I'd like to see that.
Great, you, sir.
Okay.
Oh, this same guy's still going. Did you want... Okay, you... Hold on, everyone.
I just... Hey,
who here tonight wants to fill out this survey form?
That's me. That's all me, bro.
Okay, yeah, we'll start here. I'm ready to fill pass that it on.
Yeah, send one over
all
here.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You have
oh,
a
yeah,
pen?
It's my brother.
We got extra pens.
We have like those golf pencils.
Anybody have a pen?
He's got some pens.
I just said we have golf pencils.
You're not paying attention, man.
I didn't get no golf pencil. I'm allergic to the stuff they put inside golf pencils. I don't know what it's called. Is it graphite?
Is it lead? I can tell you, yes, it's graphite.
Is it lead? They said
no,
it was
well,
lead.
Well, that's a term. It's a lot of confusion. It's a confusion. Yes, it's confusion.
It's definitely lead in pencils.
Why do they call it lead if it's not lead?
Listen to her. This girl knows. Let her speak about...
It's a slight confusion, but it's not made of lead. That's the term. It's the term. Now who's interrupting? It's the term for the thing in it, right?
It's
what's inside. It's what's inside the pencil. Yeah. That's called a lead. Some people call it a lead.
Is that your heart? It's on the inside.
That's going to be a no, bro. It's not your heart. Everything's not a metaphor.
Yeah, pencil lead being a heart is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
That's a stretch. That's a big stretch. It's a big stretch, Chip.
Oh, when do you drag your heart across things to make words? It doesn't really work.
Will you speak from your heart?
I mean,
he's got a point there, Scoot.
But that was an assist. That was a layup, to be honest. You know what I mean? That was like, oop, Allie. Or like, I was right by the basket. He shot a three, and I grabbed the rebound. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's going on here.
Yeah, it bounced off the rim, and you just fucking alley-ooped it right in the net.
I just jumped right up, and Walt Frazier'd that thing right back in that hole.
Who is Walt Frazier? I don't watch basketball.
Or wrestling.
Walt Frazier was the host of 60 Minutes for like 20 years.
Yeah, he beat Muhammad Ali in Manila.
The Thriller in the Jungle.
I don't understand what's going on. I
these are
lost
sports references, and nerds in the audience aren't going to get them. Is that right, nerds?
What's interesting here, Scoot, is that the Prepper and the Random Rambler are finding a common ground in a completely different sport.
That's right.
Turns out, if you're enemies in wrestling, you might just also be friends in a different sport.
Yeah, just drop Detroit Red Wings, and then you're going to know if it's like NHL. If it's like soccer or basketball, I can't help you there, bro, because I only know NHL. But yeah, just drop like a sports team randomly.
Listen,
in a
everyone,
wrestling match.
I came in this ring tonight, not expecting to make a friend, but expecting to destroy an enemy. But like the Detroit Red Wings, Rambler, you have thrown an octopus at my heart, and it is now grabbing on firmly. In another reference that only people who like the Detroit Red Wings will get. And I want to say...
Steve Yzerman.
Yes. Steve Eisenhower.
I thought this whole time...
Steve
Eisenhower. I thought this whole time you were talking about Red Wings.
Just the empirical idea of, like, birds with wings that are red?
No, like, when the girl has the thing and do the thing... With the red stuff.
Scoot, I think he's going to need to explain.
Tell me what the sexual thing is. Yeah,
I'd like to know that too.
Please use no euphemisms. Be explicit.
Oh. Well, there's this thing called Red Wings.
Okay, I'm following you so far.
And usually when you give a female fellatio, I think is the French term.
Nope, but keep going.
This menstrual stuff going on down there, and you do it anyway.
Oh, so you're talking about cunnilingus, not fellatio.
Talking about doing
it
on
trying to follow it. I
thought that was a rock group.
Cutting linguists is a rapper, I believe, or rap group.
Your thing you were attaching to in that whole sentence was that he got fellatio wrong. I was just letting that go to figure out what the next thing was.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about going down on a girl with a period, correct?
cycle, you know, during the cycle.
Yes.
Okay. Her cycle.
A motorcycle. Yes, a motorcycle.
Yeah, she's got a Harley between her legs.
Euphemisms. I really want to know. And so what does the wing refer to?
It's a badge of honor.
So it's on your face? You have blood on, not blood, uterine lining on each side of your face?
I'm really uncomfortable with this conversation since I don't have a uterus or a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I'm a prepper. I keep it in a jar. But, yeah.
I heard it's good for your skin.
Which thing? What? Jars?
The stuff that you keep in the jars.
Formaldehyde? No.
Yeah, whatever one.
No, you can't. Alcohol? Like, you can't. No, it's all bad for your skin.
Well, with
who here tonight wants to come to the CVS and buy microderm abrasion pads so I can show the Rambler what he really deserves, which is to get his skincare regimen correct? Who here tonight wants to see us have a beauty night, girls' night in, watching movies, Bridget Jones, only the sequels? Who wants to see that tonight and see how we can see that Ramblers pores are going to go big and shrink right up?
I don't care if they like it. I actually want that to happen.
That's where we're going.
I like to see that. Well,
let's all go.
Yeah,
let's all go to CVS. Come on, everyone.
I love that, Bridget Jones.
Well, there's about two people in the audience, and those are the two people who are talking. Everybody else has gone and left. There was a fire in here, so like the alarm went off and everybody just left. Everybody just dipped. But I figured I'm getting paid already. I've already been paid, so I'm just going to stick around.
Well, the whole kid is running around the fire. He's impervious to it. It's amazing.
He really is
like
a miracle of
majestic
science.
Majestic beast.
We should have probably watched him wrestle, to be honest.
He has a big hand.
One would have figured the introduction and mentioning of a giant Hulk-like child would have made its way into a whole wrestling match. But no.
Well, that's unheard of, bro.
Yeah.
He's like the little kid from Kung Fu Hustle.
Let's go! My electric car is almost charged. So let's just go to the parking lot and watch another 8 hours.
We'll scoot there
and
walking.
Then it's you and me and that guy off to the...
He's got an electric car that I've never seen. It's plug, but it's spelled P-L-U-G-U-E. It's a strange way to spell plug, bro. But, I mean, it's probably cheap. You probably got it on China. So I wouldn't hope on getting to that CVS very soon.
Well, I'm just going to go rappel back up into the helicopter.
Oh, we got the helicopter. Can I come?
Sure, come on. Yeah, I'll hook you up. Get close and we'll share the horns.
Snap me in. We were like Batman. Remember when Batman takes Vicky Vale out of the alleyway?
Yeah.
Stop masturbating.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm sorry. That's my bad.
You don't get to come. Okay, it's just us two going.
Well, if he masturbates, he does get to come.
You are so shockingly sexual, and I have a feeling this friendship may not last.
Well, I mean, I can understand why he's doing it. We are kind of close together in this harness.
All right, you know what? Can I say something? Can we all... Look, I know we have plans to go to CVS, but be honest with yourselves. It's all men in the room, right? And now Skip and Scoop, what's your names? Do you have genders?
My name's
Skip.
Up in
Canada?
I'm Chip McWeather.
And I'm Scoop Brody.
They got enough money for genders up there?
Well, as I told you, I'm from California, not Canada. I know you could get like them two mixed up, but only if you're talking about like Vancouver and California, because those are close. Anywhere else, it's not very close, bro.
California.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Here's my point. I have always fantasized about either doing it or jacking it in a giant stadium. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone. We can just, if we go in a circle back to back, like Game of Thrones, out on that island of misfit White Walkers?
You can just lean up against my back and I can lean up against yours. And
we're
not
there.
We're
not there yet, Rambler.
Yeah, we're not going to cheek to cheek just yet. That's a whole other step.
I think all hawks pointed outwards.
I'm just going to undo this harness then so you can get to that.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3 minutes. It's like a lifetime dream of mine. Let's do it.
Scoot, he is rubbing himself out on the field.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not turned around. I thought everybody was back to... I just literally Are you guys not getting in on this?
Yeah, Chip. I'm getting in on it. I've been in on it for about 20 minutes here. I've been masturbating the whole time.
I'm not, out of respect, I'm not turning around.
No, I don't see what he's doing.
Are you guys looking?
I'm just going back up in the helicopter.
Okay. Well, I win, I guess, right?
That was an incredibly fast rope to take him up there. This is a regular rope, but he does have firepower, so he's probably got, like, zip powers, you know? Talking about?
I win. Someone say I win.
You win. I guess you win. You're the last one here, so.
What are you guys doing?
I was gonna go watch some Game of Thrones, like again.
I have to go to my son. What are you my stepson's
what are you looking
tinnitus.
For in a rewatch? Seriously, what are you looking for in a rewatch?
I think I'm looking just to appreciate Tyrion a little more. You know, just appreciate Dinklage.
What show were you watching before then? If you weren't appreciating him,
you know, I just.
Hey, catch this.
It's a Tyrion bobblehead. Oh, hell
oh my
yeah.
Gosh, it's a Funko brand Funko Pop Funko thing.
Funko.
Thank
Funko
you.
Pops.
It's promotional.
You're welcome. All
right, I win. And this is my trophy.
Oh, he threw it to me because I was rewatching Game of Thrones. And I said that thing about Tyrion, but, you know.
Not listening. I'm going, guys.
Oh, he took my bobblehead. That's okay. That's really okay. That's his belt.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Peach Pit Wrestling.
You probably had a bad time, because it was almost certainly a bad time.
Thank you for be back next week with two other people.
I think the guy's called Ninja Toe. Ninja Toe. So we'll see what that's all about. Is he a ninja? Is he a toe? Is he both? Let's find out next week.
He's a ninja dressed like Dave Attell.
I don't know who that is. I probably do.
I don't know who that is either.
That's okay, it's fine.
If I Googled it, I'd probably know.
No, maybe not.
Now, I'll just leave it at that I don't know who that guy is. Join us next week for Ninja Toe versus Spider Monkey.